Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, welcome to season two of We Met at Acme. I'm so happy that you're listening, and I just wanted to tell you a little bit about season two. Basically, every episode will start with a little solo combo, just me talking to you guys. And then we'll get into an interview with someone really incredible. And today is with Julie Lauren, one of my now good friends, who is a host of a podcast herself called Hashtag No Filter, because she has Hashtag No Filter, which is amazing. And also, I feel like it's kind of making fun of people who do Hashtag No Filter when they post photos, because like, that's just kind of dorky and funny. But anyway, I think you're really going to like it. And also, don't forget, we have a great show coming up in Boston. So if you go to wemetatacme.com/tour, you can find out about all of our shows. We've got another one in DC in January. Very exciting stuff. And we'll be announcing another New York show soon. So stay tuned for that stuff. And on this debut season two episode, we're going to talk about a few different things that either I wanted to talk about or you submitted that I should talk about. One is being too available. I feel like we've talked about this a lot, but you know, being too, like, A lot of people reach out, like, what does it mean to be too available? How do I not be too available? To be too available is when you say yes to every suggestion for dates. For example, if someone asks you, hey, what are you doing Wednesday? And you say, I'm free, like, let's do it. I feel like it's not a good look. I mean, if you are free, then I guess be true to yourself. But I feel like, at least like when I was dating, I made sure to keep busy. And so if they gave me only one day, which I feel like isn't fair, you know, it should be like, are you free Wednesday or Thursday? But if they gave me only one day, then I would be like, oh, Wednesday doesn't work for me, but how is, you know, next Tuesday or whatever? And I think that, especially in the early stages of dating, you really have to, you can't just, you know, be yesing every single date and every single night that they suggest, because then it's like at one point you start to wonder, do they have anything else going on? And what were they doing before me? Nothing. And then also it's like nice to have some mystery, you know, and you don't even have to give too many details about what you're doing if you're busy. I think that was another thing that I probably messed up with in the beginning of dating. I'd be like, oh, I can't, like, I have a friend's birthday, or like I have a thing, or I have a dinner, honestly, the mystery of that is so sexy. I remember when a guy would tell me he has a dinner, I would be like, oh, okay, so is he going on a date? Is he doing this? Is it a business dinner? And just to keep that mystery alive is really hot. So don't be too available. Don't be too busy. I mean, be too busy. Don't be too available. I want to talk about a Facetune fail. This is so funny. So I honestly don't really use Facetune unless it's one of those photos where like my arm is smushed against my body and it's like not how my arm actually looks and I want to fix that, whatever. But like every now and then I'm like too perfectionist about it because I'm a Virgo rising. And so there was one photo that I posted on my personal account, Lynn's Metz, and I like did a little bit of a fixer upper on my arm, which I didn't even need to do. I regret it so much now, but I did do it. And I'm sure we've all been there. And whatever, I posted it. And my friend Britt texted me and she's like, babe, this is going to be a lot, but like, I have to be honest with you. Like, you basically had a Facetune fail. She's like, your photo, and I'm going to pull it up right now so that if you guys are listening, you can look at it and reference. It's a picture of me in a hotel room in my like orangey top and black shorts. And the background is like totally skewed and it's so obvious, but like, it's so annoying because you can see I Facetuned my arm in a tiny bit and then it brought that wall in behind me. And like, it's so embarrassing, but the photo is so good and the makeup was amazing by this incredible makeup artist. So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to leave this photo up. So I just wanted to like come out into the open. Like, I had a Facetune fail and it's there. And I'm sure, you know, if you are someone who has Facetuned or like looks at these, you know, like fashion bloggers and finds their Facetunes, that you definitely saw that. But I had to just like admit that because it's so awkward that I did that. But you know what? Everyone does it sometimes. No one's perfect. And swear to God, hand on my heart, like, have not Facetuned since. But I had to come clean about that because like, I don't do it often. And obviously, you know why, because I'm terrible at it. But I'm leaving it up because you know what? Fuck it. So that's my Facetune fail story. So Facebook is launching a dating service. And what we know about it so far is that it's obviously going to be through your Facebook, which is cool. I mean, if you're still on Facebook. And basically, the way it works, obviously, the article that I was reading freezes when I'm here to tell you, but it's like an in-app dating thing. And so I guess I'm assuming it's an app in addition to Facebook, like kind of the way that Facebook Messenger became an app in addition to Facebook. So let's say Facebook dating removes your relationship status, making it possible to use the app while staying in a Facebook official relationship. That's kind of sketchy. But I think the reason they do that is because people are like in relationships with their friends and things like that as jokes. Basically, the platform matches people based on their preferences, interests, and Facebook activity. So I guess Facebook is doing the matchmaking for you, which is interesting and cool. It won't share your dating profile with your current Facebook friends. That's good to know. And it won't match you with existing friends. So those people that are suggested to you a lot of the time, like those friends of friends, maybe they'll match you with them. But you can opt into the feature of dating your friends. They have a thing called Secret Crush. You can add up to 9 of your existing regular Facebook friends as secret crushes to your dating profile. And if they also picked you as a secret crush, it alerts both of you. That's really cool. It kind of reminds me of Honesty Box, which I don't know if that many of you are old enough to remember, but Facebook had this feature called Honesty Box. You can write in anyone's honesty box without them knowing. And I remember people used to write the meanest shit to each other, which is not how it was supposed to be used. And actually, I would try to make my boyfriend jealous. And I would ask some of my guy friends, because it was blue if it was a guy and pink if it was a girl. And I would ask some of my guy friends to write in my honesty box and be like, hey, babe, like, you're so hot. I wish you were my girlfriend. And then I would be like, oh my God, look what this guy wrote to me. Like, hope you still like me because I'm so wanted. Because I was a loser. But no, it was funny. I mean, I think he was entertained by it, but he still doesn't know to this day that it wasn't real people. Reasons for delaying a breakup. Reasons for delaying a breakup. There's so many reasons. I feel like... I should ask this as an open question, and I will. But there, I mean, like, if there's a birthday coming up, if there's a trip coming up and you want to wait till after, if it's just really cold in the winter, I feel like there's so many reasons to delay. Also, if you're scared, like if you're scared to be alone, if you want to meet someone else before you break up with that person, which isn't nice, but people do it. If you're enjoying the sex and so you want like to have continuous sex, but like kind of stop seeing that person. I mean, the list can go on. And then a lot of you guys wanted me to talk about the 3 week, 3 month, 3 year rule. Also, I'm sorry in advance if I have a stuffy nose. I just was traveling so much and I think it's catching up with me. But 3 week, 3 month, 3 year is basically different milestones. There's no official, like there's no website on this. There's no research on it online. It's just a conversation I've had with a few different friends that, you know, relationships last, it's like the milestones. Like if you make it 3 weeks, great. And then if you make it 3 months, also great. And then if you make it 3 years, probably you could get married to that person if you're still happy with them. 3 weeks is like, I guess when the initial like lust vibes start to fade. And then 3 months is still obviously honeymoon period, but you're like, do I love this person? Can I see myself with this person? And then 3 years is like, oh shit, you know, I really know this person. Do I like everything I know about this person? Do I feel like I could be with this person for the rest of my life? So it's not necessarily a rule as much as it's just like check-in milestones. And then maybe I would add like, you know, 6 years, if you're married and you may have been married 6 years and you want to say like, is this marriage still serving me? But I would say 3 weeks, 3 months, and 3 years are just like milestones. Like a lot of people say, not say I love you after 3 months, but kind of know if they love the person. So I don't know. I think those are milestones. So I hope that was helpful. And I hope you enjoyed Julie. She's incredible, super uplifting and fun. And at the end, we do this really fun game that I made up, where we feed each other, we just like do a riff where we say lines people say when they're not ready for a relationship. So make sure you listen until the end and check it out and write us a review and hope you enjoy. Hey guys, welcome back to We Met at Acme.
Hi.
I'm so excited to be here with Julie Lauren from Hashtag No Filter.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for bringing us fountain soda from McDonald's.
You know, I left a little early just to make sure I could stop at McDonald's and get those fountain sodas.
It's really, really kind and important.
But you, cans are not the same. You can't have cans. I mean,
no,
you can.
You're
but
right. It's different.
There's
it's
a difference.
And so
yes.
How did you figure out that McDonald's had the best fountain
well,
soda?
Well, you know, I've tried a lot of them. I don't discriminate. So if like I'm at a diner or if I'm somewhere where there are fountain sodas, I'm going to get them. But time and time again, McDonald's is the best. I have to. Is there Chick-fil-A here? Or is that just in Houston?
There is Chick-fil-A here. I saw someone messaged you about theirs.
They did. People take Diet Coke very seriously, but and they come to me about that.
I agree with you. The ice is too small.
Correct. And they put too much ice and mm-hmm. then the Diet Coke.
It's diluted.
Correct. So this is a very serious topic.
It's a situation. Like, it's very important to have a nice crisp Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that it's like the formula of the syrup or like?
Yeah, I think my body, I'm killing myself actually. Cause I think it's like this disgusting syrup is what makes it so good.
Right.
And just the CO2, is that what the carbon?
I don't know.
Something,
not a scientist, but I've heard. I've heard that it's about the formula.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. Well, honestly, I'm not going to lie. Like McDonald's, everything that they make is really good.
Is
and like,
it's the best,
I can't.
Place.
Yeah. Like everyone that's like, you're disgusting.
No.
Like, no.
The fries.
Really good. Well, Wendy's is actually up there as well.
I like Wendy's. I don't know if do they have diet? They might have Diet Pepsi. That's my issue. I'll always have Diet Pepsi.
No, you know what? Actually, they do have Diet Coke.
They
and
do.
I know
okay.
that because I got it.
Last
for a road trip last weekend.
Yeah. Well, sometimes like Taco Bell's Diet Pepsi. I mean, you just have you have to know.
You have to know ahead of time. I mean, I would freak out if it
were it's awful.
Diet Pepsi.
I ordered actually breakfast this morning before I came here for my diner, ordered Diet Pepsi. I knew it was Diet Pepsi. Like I can do it if I have to, but it ended up being regular Pepsi.
Oh,
it was awful.
Oh, that
awful.
The regular mix up is fatal.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
me.
It was disgusting.
Well, I actually went to a restaurant yesterday and they had like their own like syrup mix Diet Coke.
Did you like it?
It was minty.
That's disgusting. Or is that was, did you enjoy
horrifying.
It? Oh,
no,
yeah.
It was
terrible.
Horrifying.
Or when they have these special like hippy dippy restaurants that have their own Diet Coke.
Oh
I'm
my
like,
God. Terrible.
Oh, what?
And then they kept bringing me more, which in another case, if it were good, I'd be like, oh my God. This
no,
is
but you
life.
Can't even drink it.
But it was like bad.
No, I get like upset
really
when like I can't have my Diet Coke. That or
no,
wine. But Diet Coke, obviously.
Me too.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Diet Coke aside, even though I could talk about it
you
for the
talk
whole
about
podcast.
This all episode. People are like, all right, guys.
Yeah, literally. So Julie, how old are you and where are you from?
Yeah, so I'm 33, turning 34 in January, and I currently live in New York, but I go back and forth between Houston and New York. I've lived, I think I moved like 13 or 14 times in my life, but currently it's between Houston and New York.
And that, and I know this because I went on Julie's podcast,
she
hashtag No Filter, is because you are in a long distance marriage.
Correct. So we've been married 5 years. It was 5 years this past June. And we've been together about 7 and he lives in Houston. His business is in Houston. We were actually very close to separating about a year ago or so. And I got an apartment in New York because I used to live in the city and to move back. But then we ended up working things out. Things are better than ever, but we're doing long distance because I have an apartment here.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Wait, so I want to go right into that because I don't know if we talked about that enough on your podcast.
I don't know if we did.
You probably were like, stop making it about me.
I know. You were like, I'm such a podcast host. And she kept like asking questions. Uh-huh. I'm like, I love it.
Uh-huh. But what do you mean close to separating? Because I recently did a poll question and I was like, have you ever almost broken up with your partner?
Yeah.
And
I answer all yours. I love your poll questions.
Everyone was like, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And
who
like,
hasn't?
I have too. Like
right.
we go through things like all the time where we're like, you know what? And that's it. And then it's like, no,
oh, yeah.
no.
Like fuck
that's
this,
not,
done.
That's
yeah.
not it.
Right.
So what made you guys almost separate?
I mean, we became almost like roommates. Like mm-hmm. we really, like we were friends. We were barely having sex. We were, it was almost like a chore to do it. I mean, it was still fine, but you know what I'm saying? It was very like, I felt like we were roommates. Like there was just no passion. There was no connection. Like I just didn't. And he too, but I was the one that brought it up, but it didn't feel like a marriage. Like what were we doing? We were literally roommates. That's my therapist. Like we would discuss it. And so that's kind of what happened, but it took me a while to say something because it's scary. Like I didn't mm-hmm. want, you know, I was like, I love this guy, but like something fell flat, like really flat. So finally I went to therapy. 6 months later, he joined me and we've been doing couples therapy ever since. And we weren't communicating. at all. I mean, like, we didn't know how to communicate. Like, he didn't know how to express his emotions.
Right.
I wasn't expressing them properly. I mean, there was so much. Like, marriage is work. And I didn't know that.
It is definitely
Spoiler alert.
I mean, I'm not married and I definitely feel like
it's great. Like, I feel like our marriage just started, like, not even a year ago. And, like, I feel as if I'm dating my husband now, which is actually awesome. But it's like, where the fuck have I been the past 4 years? I mean, it's weird.
Totally. I think so. For some weird reason, we feel like, it's not a weird reason. It's probably because of like Disney movies and fucking literally everything on TV. But you think that if it's not like them bringing you coffee every morning in bed and like brushing your hair and telling you you're beautiful, that like you're in a horrible relationship.
Right. Because you see these rom-coms and the Disney stuff and that's, and I just kind of thought it's easy. Like it's, how hard could this be?
Yeah.
And it's not like it's hard where, I mean, but it is actually. It actually is hard work. And I feel we've come such a long way and it's all due to therapy. 100% therapy. We know how to communicate. We talk. We don't push things under the rug.
Right.
We don't let things like fester. I mean, we still have a long way to go. Obviously, neither of us are perfect, but we've come such a long way and we're like more in love than ever and better than ever. But it took us basically almost separating for that to happen. So,
and so just for the listeners who don't know, Julie is a Capricorn.
Yes, I am. January 14th.
And her husband is an Aquarius.
Yep, January 30th.
And so my boyfriend's an Aquarius too. And we obviously we talked about on your podcast how they don't necessarily feel the need to express their emotions and blah, blah. And I was so jealous that you had gotten him to go to couples therapy. Mm. Since then, I convinced my boyfriend to come with me to therapy. It was like a one-time thing.
That's
but
amazing.
Like, who knows? Like, he liked it, you know?
Did he actually? So
100% he liked it.
Nice.
And I feel like he said things that I didn't know he thought that were like good things. You know what
That's
I mean?
Amazing.
Like, I was why didn't you tell me that, like,
you compliment?
They think
you're a mind reader.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, my God, I'm so happy.
It's crazy.
Wow, and at first he was resistant.
Yeah.
Then he did it. Like, a few years ago we tried, but it was a bad therapist. It didn't work. But this time he was like, yeah, something's wrong. Like, I need to go to therapy. And so when he came, but trust me, those first few sessions with him there, I mean, he barely spoke. I mean, so kudos to your boyfriend for, like, talking right away the first time.
Right.
I mean, that's amazing. But he, like, the therapist would have to, like, pull it out of him.
Right.
And now he doesn't shut up. I created a monster.
So. That's hilarious. No, I feel like it was because she directed questions at him. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Like, she knows what she's doing. Like, she knows he wasn't in therapy before. Like, you were.
Totally. Right? Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. I love therapy.
Love it. So, so you separated, but then you kept this apartment.
Yeah,
because
I had already signed the lease. And
how long was the lease for?
A year. It started like November 1st or something.
But it's now been
October.
What, like 2 years since then?
No, this was this past November.
Oh.
Yeah. So I moved here like this past November. So we did long distance, seeing each other like every other weekend at least. But then I've been spending more time in Houston. That's where I just came back from this weekend. And I was there for like 3 weeks at a time.
Right.
So it's kind of like I'm just shitting money away having an apartment in New York. But that's, I think if I hadn't gone to New York, we wouldn't be where we are because it took getting to that 11th hour and like ass up to the fire, like, oh, she's leaving. Like, we actually have to do something about this if we want it to work.
Right.
So I'm so thankful that I could do the New York thing because I think that's why we worked.
Right. And also, I mean, I don't know like what it was like before for you, but I imagine that New York was an amazingly creative outlet for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you've grown the podcast. You've met so many people
Just being back in New York, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like this whole week I have podcast things going on or work things going on.
Right.
And next week, and not that Houston's a bad place by any means. It's great, but not for what I'm doing. Like, you know.
Totally.
So it's been, that part has been great. But it's different. Like, when I lived in New York the first time right out of college, I mean, I was single and I was having the time of my life. So it's a very different time.
Very different.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you just came back from visiting your husband in Houston.
Yes.
What is it like for you? Because I remember when I was in a long distance relationship, I mean, granted it was a boyfriend, not a husband.
Right.
But I felt like when I was with him, we had to do like everything together because it was like a short, limited amount of time.
Right.
And that didn't always work for me. And like, I think like looking back, because that was a relationship that didn't work out, not necessarily because of that, but for other things, like, it would have been nice if I could be like, okay, babe, like, even though like we're together, like an hour a day to myself would be amazing. Like, how does that work?
Yeah, it's funny. When we first started doing, our relationship started long distance. Like, 7 years ago, we reconnected, knew each other growing up, but reconnected. And he was Houston, I was New York. We were long distance for about 8 months. so more so that time, it was such short trips because we didn't have the flexibility with our work to stay longer. And it was cramming everything in. You didn't have a minute to breathe. And like, I need my alone time. Like right. I'm an introverted extrovert. Like,
yeah, like you need,
I need to be alone
to
but
like
I also
get
love
energy,
people.
But yeah, yes. I'm the same way. An ambivert.
That's what it is, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what my friend told me. I'm like, okay, there's a word for this. So that was difficult. So this time around though, we're seeing each other more extended periods of time. So we do have that time to be on our own. But it is hard. Like that's why long distance relationships, I think they're so, look, some people it works great for, and it worked for us. But when you're together, it's amazing. It's perfect. It's honeymoon phase. Like it's like a vacation and then you're apart. I just don't think it's real life. Like it's not really real life. So to your point, you don't get alone time is the answer. Like I didn't have alone time.
Right.
And then we're just like, and I'm like, okay, I need a minute. Like you start getting almost annoyed with them a little bit sometimes.
Totally.
But it's like supposed to be enjoyable and honeymoon.
Right. But now, like, are you able to
And now it's different because we've been doing more extended periods of time together.
Right.
And I think because of all this therapy and everything, and like we know each other so much better now, like he gets that I need my alone time and like he likes his alone time too. So it works. But yeah, so now it just kind of works. Like it just feels different this time around. And I think it's because we were like literally this close to like divorcing.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Do you think that there's something about being close to breaking up or divorcing in your case that like really reignites like a relationship and like makes you more appreciative and take them less for granted?
100%. I mean, of course, depending on the reason, like if the guy was a dick and cheating, I mean, if there was all this stuff, I don't know. But for this case where it's like, we knew we loved each other, but there was just something that fell flat. And so, and the passion died. So we were so close to that. And then when it came back, I mean, oh my God, I was like, every time I thought about how bad it was, I got like a knot in my stomach, like, oh my God, I almost lost this. Like,
right.
And so I'm like so much more, I was always grateful, I guess, but so grateful now. And like, I don't take it for granted. And I just like look at him differently. So mm-hmm. I think it took us almost getting divorced. So I think like couples that are maybe about to break up, like it's not such a bad thing because it brings a lot to the forefront that you have never talked about.
Right.
So.
And what would you say that you did that was helpful during that time where like you thought it was over for a second, you know, like to take care of yourself.
Oh my God, I was a fucking mess. I cried all the time. I literally just focused on me. I was like, I need to feel like my best self whether or not we stay together or not. I was like, if we break up, I obviously need to feel like my best self to be able to handle it. Cause if I don't feel good, I'm just, nothing works. And I'm talking like physical appearance, everything. And I was like, but even if we stay together, I want to be my best self for this like second phase of our marriage.
Right.
So I really I was going to the gym a lot. I wouldn't say I was eating great, but I was just like focusing on me. I went to therapy every week and it's not cheap, but I like, that's where my money was going. I went to therapy mm-hmm. every week. You know, if I had an event or something, I bought a new outfit. It sounds maybe very shallow and whatever, but I wanted to feel good always.
Oh my God. And, I do every day.
Right. Like,
I just went crazy shopping for an upcoming trip that I'm taking with my boyfriend.
Nice. Where are you going?
I mean, I shouldn't. Zara. So like at least I was somewhat conscious.
I'm gonna go after this actually.
We are going to the south of France.
You told me that.
Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really
excited. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like it sounds cliche, but it's cliche because it's true that like when you're going through a low point, whether it's a breakup or like about to be a breakup or you don't know what it's going to be. I mean, you got to take care of yourself because if you start falling by the wayside, whatever it is that makes you feel your best or worst self and that's happening, nothing's good. I mean, it's like you're digging a deeper hole.
Totally.
And I distracted myself and I cried a lot. Like I fully cried a lot. I just let it out.
Yeah. I mean, it's so easy to like self-destruct even harder when you're feeling shitty about
a
relationship or like a non-relationship.
Right. I mean, there were days I sat on the couch and just like binged my weight and food because I was just like, I didn't want to feel anything. Like it was just so, I wanted to be like numb almost. I mean, it sounds like I'm an addict or something.
No. I totally get that. Yeah. I feel like in the past when like my partner and I would fight, like a lot of the reasons would be because like I hated myself in that moment.
Right.
And like I'm just projecting my feelings of hating myself onto hating them.
Right. Exactly. You know? I think it's like even with friendships, like it's your own insecurities or your own issues that are like, it's not their problem. It's actually your problem.
Right.
That is the
reason.
Right.
Like my therapist always tells me, she's like, you know, like you're hard on X, Y, and Z because you're hard on yourself. Like
100%.
You treat other people how you treat yourself.
Of course. And that's why it's like, I mean, again, cliche, but that's why you have to work on yourself and like be okay with yourself before jumping into a relationship. Like right out of college, I was not, I would not say I was in a great place with myself. So I would hook up left and right. I'd feel shitty the next day. But in the moment, I'm like, oh, a guy like I felt like attractive and great.
Totally.
And then it's like, what the fuck did I just do? Like,
right.
So yes.
Yeah. Wait, so I have like a list of topics.
Oh,
so I'm just going to rob you.
I love it as I drink
out.
My Diet Coke.
Oh no, don't cut this out because you're still being entertaining. okay. Let me find it.
I'm still being entertaining with my Diet Coke.
Uh-huh.
So good.
While I look for the list.
Yeah.
Who are you like liking, enjoying their content right now on Instagram?
So I'm obsessed with, and I actually just interviewed her yesterday for my podcast. Are you familiar with Heather McMahon? She's part of Dear Media. She just got on Absolutely Not, the podcast. So
she's a comedian.
Yes, mm-hmm. She's a comedian and actress. And I eat her shit up. She's so fucking funny. Like, I just love, like, it's, I don't know. No, I guess you wouldn't have known. Maybe you did. I took an Instagram break actually a couple weeks ago for like a week. Full on
didn't
go on Instagram. Like, what?
Wait, like, had we met at that point? I think it was
Oh, No, this was at, this was just like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I had no idea.
I know. I didn't make a thing of, well, obviously I wasn't on.
I feel like I just,
well,
I
you're
so,
everyone's so busy. No. Yeah. And I, because I just kind of got like fed up with stuff. I was like, I need a break. So I was off for a week. And I, when I came back on, I'm like, okay, I didn't go on like on an unfollow spree, but I was really kind of like taking inventory of like who makes me, like who I enjoy following. So she's definitely one.
Right.
I love
That's
taking
really
your polls.
Smart. You're like, who do I miss?
Who do I miss? And but I really enjoy taking your polls.
Oh.
But sometimes I answer and I'm in like the 22%.
Oh, I don't know.
And then I'm like,
know.
Oh God, she's going to think
I definitely don't see it. I promise. I promise. Okay, so I have our little suggestions, which I'm really excited about.
Oh, I can't wait.
I think this is actually perfect because you're married. So you know, might have had many of these in the past already. But one of the questions is first date tips.
Ooh.
So do you have any first date tips?
First date tips. Don't take it too seriously. Like, do not overthink it. And I know that's so hard because... Of course you're going to overthink it, but try not to overthink it and just like have fun and just know you're probably going to have like a million more of these. Maybe not. Maybe it'll be like the one. I don't know.
But don't think like that.
Do not think like that. And don't like speak of your exes unless it like really comes up naturally. And just pretend you're like going out almost with like just getting to know someone. Like don't think it's a date because then you're going to freak out.
Like with a friend.
Yeah, exactly. And wear whatever makes you feel like your best, most confident self.
I agree with all of that. I actually think that it's a little impossible to like not make it a thing. So because it is, you have to have multiple.
Yes.
Multiple dates.
Oh,
multiple first dates that 100%, week.
100%. Even if you end up really liking that person and you have three more dates like lined up for the next week or two, but you really just like that person, it doesn't matter. Like go on the other dates.
Yep.
Do not get hung up on one person right away.
I couldn't agree more. It's like
we're on the same page.
It's fatal. I don't know why I keep saying fatal. I think it's because I'm listening.
Did you mean fate? Or what did you mean?
No, like it's fatal to...
Oh, it's like deadly.
Only
we're going dark.
One date. Like, you know what I mean? It's because I've been listening to all these murder podcasts. Do you listen to any?
No, but tell me because I love murder.
Well, if you're listening, these are all my murder podcasts at the moment, but I pretty much finished with all of them.
Wait, tell
22
me.
Hours.
Okay.
Broken Hearts.
Okay.
And Over My Dead Body.
Literally never heard of them, but now I'm... Are they like multiple episodes or it's...
Multiple episodes. They are about like real murders. That
oh,
happen.
True. Stories.
True murder stories.
And each
true
episode crime. Is a different murder.
Yes.
Ooh.
And it's really... No. Not each episode. Oh. Each
season?
Podcast. Each season.
Got it.
Yeah,
I mean, I have nightmares, but I love that show.
No, it's the best.
Oh,
like,
amazing.
Beyond.
Okay, so that.
Okay, a lot of people ask how to turn casual into serious.
Ooh.
I don't know. Like, what do you think?
Well, I don't think you can force anything.
Mm-mm.
I think you, like, if you want to bring it up, you can, but you have to be prepared that the answer might not be what you want it to be because they might just want to fuck around.
Right.
I don't know. Like, how would you, like, how do you turn something?
I would say you can't.
Right.
I would say it has to, like, it either happens in the first, like, few weeks or
agree.
It doesn't. And if you're past that mark and it hasn't turned into serious, like you need to move on.
100%. 100%. Because they should know within those first few weeks or a month, right? That they're
definitely.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, it's so funny. Like, this dating stuff. No, like, it's really not rocket science, but it's a lot of, you know, you question so much because you want it to work. But like, looking back on my dating stuff before Matthew, that was so easy. He was not into me. You know, it's like, this stuff isn't hard.
Totally. It's so funny that you said that because I did like my first solo episode.
Yeah, I want to listen
last
to.
Weekend.
Yes. Yeah.
And when I was recording it, that's exactly what I said. Like, I look back and I'm like, literally no one before my boyfriend was into me.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
literally no one.
No, because did any of those things amount to like real relationships? I'm like,
I mean, okay, actually, like that's not true. Yeah, like a few, but. And those, we knew they were into us. But
of course.
Other than that, like, if I was questioning it at all, if I was even screenshotting it to send it to a friend,
right.
they were not
It should
interested.
Not even be a question. Or, like, why hasn't he texted me back? Or, well, because like, you're not a priority not,
yeah.
right now.
Exactly.
Like, for whatever the reason is.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Yeah, you can't force it, though.
No, you can't force it. What do you think about texting etiquette when it comes to dating? Like, what... And I'm sure maybe you have like a few single friends left.
Yeah, I do.
And I feel like they have to go to you for texting advice because you're just like so witty and funny.
But am I? And because maybe like old and married, but not old. I'm 33.
A mix of all of those.
All
things.
Of the above.
You're not old.
not
but
old,
yeah,
but married.
A mix. So what is your best advice for friends when it comes to texting? Like, I have some things, but I want to hear yours first.
Yeah, like after a first date or just in general?
In general.
Like, okay, I'm probably going to get shit on for this because they're going to be like, oh, the guy doesn't have to do everything. I like when the guy initiates and I'm old fashioned, whatever. If he's like, I would say if he's not texting, he's not into you. Like, isn't that your quote?
100%.
Isn't that your like mantra or
something? Literally my mantra, you're preaching to the choir. Ooh, someone messaged me the other day and they're like, when can I start initiating text with the guy that I'm seeing? And
what did you say?
Everyone's going to hate me, but I go, when you're official.
Well, I was going to say, because I was like, is the answer never or is the answer when you're like really dating?
When
like,
you're
together?
Like 100% sure it's in the bag.
In that courting phase, in that beginning, like they're dating around, you should be dating around.
Right.
And so in terms of texting etiquette, I would say like from the little things like ease up on the emojis. I love emojis. I could all day, every
ease
day
up.
And the gifts and whatever
ease
it
up.
Is. Ease up. You don't need to do like... too many. Maybe like ease up on the exclamation marks. Again, I love exclamation marks, but like, let's not seem too eager. Like we're waiting around our
relax.
Phone.
Yeah.
If he texts you, or I guess I should say he or she, whatever it is. If they text you, like just don't respond like this. I don't think you need to respond the second you get it. Like
right.
if you're, if, I don't know. I mean, but then part of me is like, well, why are you overthinking it? But I'm just, I don't know. I'm thinking back when I was doing this.
I think like in terms of response time, like if your phone is in your hand, like for me, I actually got really lucky because every guy I was dating, like knew that my business was on my phone.
Right. So you're always with your phone.
I didn't, like it would show that I was into them if I didn't respond right away almost.
Right.
You know?
So I guess that depends. That depends.
But like that's different for everyone.
Different for everyone. And I think just look, if a guy is listening to this, like don't be an asshole. Like if here's the thing, if you like her and you want to be, or him, if you like
or
her or them, if you like whoever it is, text and show that. But if you don't, like, don't lead them on but don't ignore them. That's what
right.
I'm trying to say. Like, let's
right.
not do the whole ghosting thing.
For sure. And I think also a tip, like a hot tip that I have is you don't always have to have the last word.
Right.
You
right.
don't need to respond if it's not a question.
No, you don't. Because what are you going to respond with? Like,
yeah. And then the conversation's dead. And also sometimes like girls will send me their conversation. They'll be like, or guys, and they'll be like, why didn't they respond? And it's like, because you didn't ask them a question.
So
you
what's
have
an
to
example?
Keep the conversation
like,
going. So like, if they're like, how was your weekend? And you're like, it was so fun. Like I went to like Surf Lodge with my friends.
Right.
And they don't respond. And you're like, why didn't they? Because you didn't ask them how
you didn't
their
say, how was your weekend? Right.
Or like a more common one is like the last, how was weekend? You'll be like, it was good. I did this. Like, how was yours? And they'll be like, it was good. I did this. Like, what are you up to? I don't know. Just like, you know what it's like when you don't ask a question.
Right.
Just like,
well, then it falls flat.
It falls flat. So like, ask a question always.
And I just think at the end of the day, like, don't overthink that too much, because if they really like you, they are not going to not like you because you sent another question. Or you know what I'm saying? Like, they're not going to just change their mind completely because of a text. Like, I don't know if, like, don't overthink it. Just like, whatever feels right, do it. Just don't be crazy.
Totally. Exactly. Wow. So many people want to hear about breakups.
Oh my God. So many questions.
It's crazy. Someone said relationships that turn into more of a partnership. But why weren't they always a partnership?
Wait, relationships that turn into more of a partner? Like, what do you mean? What is it?
I don't know. That's why I asked you. Like, that's kind of confusing.
I don't know
right?
what that means exactly. Can you clarify, person on the other end?
I don't know. But, okay. This person said, how to debunk the one theory. Like, I guess they mean the theory that there's one person for everyone.
Yeah, I don't necessarily agree. Do you think there's one for everyone? Because I don't.
No shot. There's a lot of ones.
I was just going to say, there's so many ones. And I think it goes back to movies and like rom-coms and whatever we were fed and growing up is that there's like a soulmate for everyone. But I don't believe that. I think it's dependent on the time of your life, like where you are in your life and that period of time. And that might be your person for the rest of time till the day you die,
right.
But things might also shift. Like, we're evolving every day, every year, every whatever. So that person for you might change. Unfortunately, it might end up not working, and there might be another person for you. There's definitely not one person for you.
Right.
False.
Completely false. I feel like that's why a lot of people stay in miserable relationships.
Of course they do, because they're scared there's no one else. There are like 6 billion people in this world, right?
Yeah. Or something. It's ridiculous. Do you know of any proposals gone wrong?
Ooh, I feel like I do.
And I've never heard anyone saying no.
It wasn't how they this is going to be so vague. But brief. I feel like it wasn't how it was a friend of a friend of a friend sort of thing. It wasn't how they proposed. It wasn't the way they proposed. And I think they ended up getting engaged. She just wasn't ready or something. Like, it was one of those, like, not yet, it's way too soon. But I wouldn't say it went wrong, because then they got married. But I mean, typically when you're proposing, you better fucking say yes, right?
Yeah, and I mean, you better fucking know if the person's ready or not.
Like, exactly. I'm kind of like, it's on you if you don't.
When do you think you should talk about marriage in a relationship? Like, at what point? Is there like a month into, like,
I feel like
a year, like a certain,
I feel like it depends, because I have friends that like date someone for 3 months, they talk about it, they get married 6 months later. Like, it's just one of those fast tracked relationships. I don't think that's the norm. But I don't necessarily, do you think there's a rule? Like, I don't think there's a rule about that. I think when it feels right.
Like, a lot of people say like, oh, you need to have like after a year, like, you should know if you're marrying them.
I would agree, you're wasting your time.
X, Y, and Z. But yeah. I don't think that's true, because like, if like, maybe you, I don't know, like, it's possible that you don't want to, like, this is controversial to say, but like, ruin the excitement of like,
well,
not
there's
knowing.
Something to be said about that. Yeah.
You know, like, there is something exciting about not knowing.
I think more people,
whether or not it's going to end up in marriage.
I have more people that I don't know if I've read articles where like, people are actually not getting married like so soon, and because they don't want to ruin that excitement. Like, I know someone, they live apart, but they're like in the best relationship ever. They just don't want to rock the boat.
Totally.
But I think it also depends on age, because if I was 22 and dating and like hooking up with these guys and whatever, and I'm like, it's a little different. Like, if we were together a year and we didn't know about getting married, that's okay. But like, maybe at 32, it's different if you're together a year.
Yeah,
it's also because like, literally, if you want to have kids,
too.
Your like biological clock is ticking.
Yeah, definitely. Someone asked how to be a good partner to your partner. And I feel like this, you have to know a lot about, especially through therapy. Like, what are like 3 things that you're like,
her.
Julie, are you doing this today? Like, did you ask him blah, blah, blah?
Yeah. It sounds like, okay, I've read this before, but communication is everything. And I did not realize that until this last year. And so I would say one of those 3 things would be to communicate. If I'm remotely annoyed with him or mad, or he said something or something with a friend, like something that has to do with, that's making me not my normal, just like fine, good, happy self.
Sure.
I need to talk about it. Like, the hardest things to talk about are the ones you have to talk about, I've realized.
Right.
So I would say communicate, like, just communicate whatever you're feeling, fucking talk about it.
Right. Like make yourself vulnerable.
Make yourself vulnerable because that's when the connection and the good things happen. Mm. And it's so hard and scary to do that, even as a married person, but you just have to. So I would say communication. I would say staying curious. He and I, one of our things in therapy was like, I wasn't as, you know, at times as interested in like his job and what's going on with him. And I kind of got wrapped up in my shit. And he's always so like, tell me more like about the podcast and this. And so I realized like, it's not the Julie show. Like not anymore. Like I'm married. It's not just about me. You can't really be selfish when you're married. And so it's staying curious about like what's going on in their world. And so I think that's two. And then the third thing would probably be, I mean, you kind of have to make sure your physical life, like sex is something. Like my therapist is very big on like, if you're not having sex, like your relationship's kind of doomed.
And what is having sex to you? Like, yeah. What's the frequency?
Yeah, well, it varies.
Let's say that you lived in the same place.
If we lived in the same place, I mean, I would say ideally, like a few times a week. Is ideal. Wow. But you're not, you're like five times a day or something.
No, the opposite.
Oh, okay. Oh, I don't do like a few times a week.
A lot of my friends in marriages and engagements and with partners like are lucky if they're having sex once a week.
Oh, no, for sure. In an ideal world, I think it would be awesome if you were doing it a few times a week.
Right.
In my world, once a week if we're lucky. And then of course, you know, I might have my period one week and so we're not doing it, you know? So it's like for a few times a month.
Yeah. But you don't want to lose that.
You don't want to lose it. And especially, and then like ours kind of went away for a while and that really fucked us up.
Right. You don't want to lose that. And also like, I'm not trying to get pregnant right now, but I assume that when I am trying to get pregnant, whenever that is, I need to be having frequent sex.
Yes.
So it's like actually scary if you're not.
Well, oh, definitely. And especially like you have to do it when you're ovulating and like you have to know and you might have to do it every day or every other day for a week at a time, you know? So yeah, you better enjoy sex.
Would you say that your type, as in like the person that you're, the kind of person you're interested in, changed over time? Like as you were younger into like now your husband?
Ish. Like who wasn't, but I used to always be about the bad boy. They had to be physically a certain way. And I was just very into more of the arrogant, cocky guys. Like I just was attracted to that. Mm. And that was my thing. My husband, while yes, I think he's so good looking, so hot, he's not the bad boy. He's way more preppy than I ever thought with a guy that I would be with. Mm. So I definitely think it changed, but I don't think it changed because I ended up re-meeting him. We knew each other, re-meeting him and realizing, oh, I'm really into him. But then like, wait, you don't have all the... You don't check the boxes necessarily of the guy I used to like, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing. So I think it just changed with age and like maturity. Like, why was I going for the bad boys, you know? Like,
I think we all go for the bad boys.
Of course we do. It's so fun.
That's just what we do until we're mature.
Until we're mature. So I think it comes with age.
Yeah. So we only have a few more minutes. So I want to do this one fun activity.
Ooh,
and then I'm going to ask you your quote.
Oh, yeah.
But the fun activity, someone asked what men say to women when they don't want to be in a relationship. So I'm going to make that more general. So like what people say when they don't want to be in a relationship. So basically what we're going to do is we're going to go back and forth saying a different thing that is said.
Oh.
When you don't want to be in a
relationship. Not necessarily good or bad, just like what people say.
Well, kind of. So like I'll start.
Okay.
Like work has been really busy right now.
Okay. It's not you, it's me. Is that a good example?
That's good.
Is that where we're going with it?
Okay. I really like hanging out with you.
I mean, I met someone else.
Ooh,
we just be blood. Is that mean?
That was
mean. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm not 100% sure what I want right now.
I don't know if I can commit.
Oof. That was stabbing.
Are those bad?
I'm not ready to delete my dating apps.
Ooh. I don't... I still want to see what's out there. I'm not ready to settle. I think you might have said something. I don't want to settle down yet.
I don't see us getting married, but I'm really enjoying what this is right now.
Ooh. Ooh, ow.
I
just don't feel it anymore. Mine are really mean.
Yours are very realistic.
But I know.
I feel like you're so negative.
I prefer hanging out with my friends.
I don't want to lose you, but I really care about you. Hmm. That one's a tricky one.
Yeah, that one's a tricky one.
Like,
that
one, so they like me.
That's a tricky one. And also one like I need a break, but let's touch base like in a couple months. Mm. It's like, well
that could, oh, in a couple months. That's okay.
Or maybe a couple weeks. It depends.
I really like what we have right now and I don't want to ruin it.
AKA, wait, that's tricky.
So that's tricky, but basically that's saying like, I like that we're not dating and I don't want to date and ruin it. You see what I'm saying?
Like, don't rock the boat. Don't break it if it's, or why fix it if it's not broken.
Right. So meaning like they just want to keep fucking you.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That one's tough. I this is hard.
It's hard.
Because I'm thinking, I don't want to be mean.
But that's not what they think when that, they're saying.
Right, true.
We could do like two more.
Okay.
I feel like we've done them all.
We've done really, we covered a lot of them.
We covered a lot.
Timing's just not right.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. No, that one's a killer. That one's a killer.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think something that, I just feel like we're too different.
I just think we're too similar.
That's good. That's so good. Okay. Amazing. Okay. We're going to end the episode, sadly. I can't
this is so
ready.
Fun.
I know. So fun. With a quote or a piece of advice that you have for our listeners.
Oh, God. I have so many quotes. I could list 20. So let's do a piece of advice. Don't take it all so seriously because... don't take it all so seriously and ask yourself if what's bothering you or an issue for you, is it going to be an issue for you in 5 days, 5 hours,
yep.
five months, 5 years? And just don't take it all so seriously. Life is so short.
It's so true.
Have fun and wear a condom and have good sex.
Uh-huh. I love it. Thank you so much,
Thank
Julie.
You.
Where
this
can
was
people
so fun.
Find you, listen to you, stalk you?
Hashtag no filter on anywhere you can listen to a podcast, at JulieLauren14 on Instagram, Twitter, everywhere, and JulieLauren.com.
Love I write it. Blog posts and there. If you're listening and you happen to be a manufacturer of Diet Coke... you can send Julie and I lifetime supplies.
Yes. Or like sponsor us or maybe ship us a fountain soda machine for our apartments.
Oh my God.
I thought about it. Yeah.
Like the one at the movies where you get to
100%,
choose the different ones,
100%.
But it's Diet Coke and all
that would be a dream.
It's like Diet Coke and the Diet Coke caffeine free just in case it's like the middle of the night.
Yes. You know? Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Julie. You've been amazing.
Thank you.
And hope everyone enjoyed the episode.
Bye.
Woo, love it. Thank you so much, guys. And hope everyone enjoyed the episode. Write us a review on the podcast app or go to wemetatacme.com for more information on our upcoming events. Thanks for listening.